My view is this, is that the revival state is normal Christianity. That if we truly hear the true gospel, and if we truly obey it to the depths of how it's supposed to be obeyed, we will come into such revival in our lives we won't know what hit us. My view is that those Christians who have true victory over sin, those Christians who are walking in a place where they are not brought down by temptation, where they are just literally walking before God in a state where they cannot be approached by the evil one in any successful way, that I describe as normal Christianity, and I would put it to you that that is a revival state. And most of the revivals that we read about down the centuries is this. It is Christians coming back into normalcy, having been a long way below that most of their lives. What is a revival state? It's the state you are in the first 3 weeks after you were first saved. That's a revival state. That's the state you're supposed to live in the rest of your life, but most of us don't. That's the state that's you're state supposed you're to live in the rest, of, your rest life. Of your life. Come into church, we take on all kinds of teachings, we do all kinds of things, we go places and hear people that somehow bring us down into the reality of semi-Christianity. We come down into a place where we're just stumbling around all the time. We come to a place where sin has victory over us. We don't have victory over sin. We come to a place where there are strongholds in our life that are stronger, it seems, than God in our life because they're winning. We no longer live in a place before God where we are in communion with Him, such as we had in the first few weeks after we were first becoming Christians. What are the weeds that have sprung up and choked that? Some of them are teachings, some of them are things that we've been involved with. Coming into personal revival is obeying the gospel. The problem is that for the vast, vast majority of us in the West, we have never heard the gospel once in our lives. We have heard the facts about Jesus going to the cross and being raised again, and we've been told that He died for our sins and wants to take away our sins. But my view is that the gospel also involves one other crucial detail that seems to be always left out, and that is the result of all that is an utterly transformed life back to a relationship like Adam had with God in the beginning. And if it doesn't result in that, what kind of Christianity is it? What kind of Christianity is it? What kind of Christianity is it? in the West of today, in the gospel that we preach, we present a foreign Jesus. We present a God who does not demand holiness from us, but demands this very token little, pray a little prayer, try and lead a good life, come to church, pay your tithes. This amounts to the Christianity that we believe in. It's a complete fabrication. It's a deception from beginning to end. It does not result in any kind of transformed life.
You're looking different now on the inside. Running with the crowd got you tired. There's something in your eyes now I can't deny.
But this is what we settle for. And so many of us, when we become Christians, we don't know what it is that we have. In many cases, we're not even getting the full deal anyway at the beginning. We might repent and then we wonder why, you know, a month later we're starting to fall away. The blossom of the thing is there, but it's not understood.
You can be walking, my friend. Just reach your hand to my, oh love, your dreams can't be. They're waiting on the other side. You can be whole again, my friend. Just reach your hand to mine.